Northwest Arkansas's oldest engineering firm is being sold. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. McGoodwin Williams & Yates, a Fayetteville company that was founded in 1946, is set to be acquired next month by Nebraska-based engineering and design firm Olson Associates. The negotiations are nearly complete, and the deal is expected to close January the 15th, the companies announced earlier this week. Financial terms were not disclosed. McGoodwin Williams & Yates has 30 employees, including 11 registered professional engineers. When the deal is done, the firm will operate as a division of Olson Associates for 6 months, then take on the Olson Associates name permanently starting July 1st. L.M. McGoodwin started the business 71 years ago as McGoodwin Consulting Engineers. Carl Yates and Terry Williams joined the company in the 1950s, and it was incorporated as McGoodwin Williams & Yates in 1966. Olson Associates has 1,100 employees in nearly 30 offices across the Midwest and Southwest parts of the country. The two closest to Northwest Arkansas are in Joplin and Springfield. There's more on this acquisition in a story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. State Senator Bart Hester, a Republican from Cave Springs, was a guest of Roby Brock Sunday on Talk Business and Politics. Hester is a member of the legislative task force at the state level that's studying tax reform. He said the process is about halfway complete, with a report due to the Speaker of the House later this month.
Right now, we're going piece by piece through every level of tax. What we all know is that Arkansas is a combined tax, corporate income, sales, property. We're higher taxed than all of our surrounding states. That's not good enough when we're wanting to encourage new job growth in the state of Arkansas. It's not good enough. We've got to do better. And so we're walking through that process.
So really, it's just been education so far is what you're saying. So
it's been totally education. Yeah. But it's been a very good education and a good process. You know, what we just learned, last week something that, or earlier this week, that, you know, this inventory tax, we're one of only 10 states that do it. With the way the country is moving with, you know, the Amazons, the Walmart distribution centers, Walmart.com, those type of things, that's something we really need to look at probably removing to encourage the dot-coms to come to Arkansas.
You're obviously keeping an eye on the federal tax reform debate. House and Senate have different plans. They're going to try to reconcile those. Does that have to happen before you guys can really put some policy in place at the state level? Because you got to see how it's going to be impacted at the federal level?
Well, it doesn't have to happen, but I think it's going to be helpful, and we're watching that closely. You know, I think we're going to have something pass before Christmas. You know, the president keeps talking about a big Christmas present. But what we know in Arkansas, or in Arkansas and all over the country, it's been 30 years since we've even had a real tax reform discussion. So I'm for what they come up with. You know, like, I'm for change. If we're not happy with the current policy, let's change, and then we can work from there. So I'm supportive. I'm really glad we're talking about reform.
Yeah, there used to be a day where they didn't talk about tax cuts. It was just tax increases there. Let's talk about the budget. You guys will be, after the holidays, really kicking into higher gear for your budget session next year, the fiscal session. You have been an advocate for shrinking that state budget considerably. Unsuccessfully, I might add.
So, sure.
But you've thrown some significant ideas out there in the past. Do you have your eye on something going forward in the future that you want to pursue in terms of shrinking the budget or shrinking some government spending?
Well, look, I think we always just want to be more responsible with the tax dollars that we get. And, you know, I would argue a little bit whether I've been successful or not. It's how you define success. You know, if me pulling back this way keeps us at 3% growth rather than 4%, you know, that's probably success. And I've had to learn as I've been in politics how to define success, right? Bargaining what I want all the time is never going to happen. And it's not going to happen on the federal level or in state. But, you know, look, I don't have anything specific, but, you know, there's always little things that always get to me, you know, like I'm not certain that that when we wrote the Constitution of Arkansas, we thought that a television station like AETN should be government provided and paid for by the taxpayers. You know, and we're moving. You know, the world is changing, right? It was needed back in the day. I don't think it's needed anymore. We'll see if I have any luck with that.
All right. Highway funding. Earlier this week, Scott Bennett, the director of the Arkansas Department of Transportation. They have a new name now.
Right.
Floats out a potential plan that the highway commissioners are interested in. It would be a 6.5% increase in the excise tax on wholesale fuel, as well as an extension of a 0.5-cent sales tax right now. Highway funding is a critical issue that we don't seem to have a solution to at this point in time. Does his plan make some sense to you?
Well, it's always easy to argue that they need more funding for more and better roads because it's very popular. I don't see anybody saying we don't need more, but you know, our current budget's in the billions of dollars. They're doing a good job with what we have. They can always do better. Look, there is no chance of a gas tax increase coming through this legislature. If they think they can get something out to the people, I would say let them try, but best of luck.
Not happening.
So. Not happening.
Well, so what would you propose in terms of highway funding? Is it part of the tax reform debate that you guys may be having at the state level?
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, last session or during a special session, we said, look, when we have a surplus, we're going to automatically give part of that to the highway department. It hadn't been a lot of money, but it's more. You know, it has to be part of our discussion because as cars are getting better gas mileage, we're going to have to figure out a new method.
Yep.
And it's something we're not there yet, but look, just going out and increasing taxes is not something that I think we're going to do at all.
Maybe taxing at the registration level some of these alternative fuel vehicles that get the better gas mileage?
Sure. I mean, I think we're open to anything. That's right. We're talking about all potential levels or interest. Increasing taxes is not going to happen. There's got to be a different way, a different method to pursue.
All right. There's been a lot of speculation that your friend, Senator Tom Cotton, may take a post in the Trump administration. Maybe it's the CIA. Maybe it's something else.
Right.
Part of that speculation is said, who would run for his Senate seat if there is an opening? And Bart Hester's name is floated all the time by a lot of people in Republican circles. Would you have some interest in running if there is a vacancy for the U.S. Senate?
Well, I like the way you've asked that, if there is a vacancy. Look, U.S. Senator Cotton, U.S. Senator Bozeman, I could not be prouder of them representing us, and I hope they are both there for a long time. Should there be a vacancy, then I would say absolutely. I will strongly consider that, and you know, I consider it an honor to run for a position like that, and we'll see.
That's State Senator Bart Hester of Cave Springs discussing tax reform and budgets with Roby Brock. Remember, you can catch Talk Business and Politics every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KFSM TV Channel 5. We'll be right back.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
Earlier in the show, we had some news regarding the oldest engineering firm in Northwest Arkansas. Now a comment on the oldest law firm in Springdale, which is also undergoing a significant change. On January 1st, Seipert Crouch Clark and Harwell will change its name to Crouch Harwell Fryer and Ferner. The change reflects the retirements of both Jim Seipert and Bill Clark and is being updated to include Matthew Fryer and Laura Ferner. Along with Jim Crouch and Charles Harwell, they are the four partners in the law firm, which was founded in 1947 by Courtney C. Crouch. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Be sure to stay up to date on the region's business headlines at nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.